This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the live edition with Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And as you can tell, I'm still a little raspy and hoarse from having almost lost my voice in Orlando, yelling and screaming and getting really ticked off about things that were happening down there.
What were you yelling and screaming?
A lot of things, some of which cannot be repeated on radio or in polite company.
Well, at least you didn't strip down to your song.
Yeah.
And did whatever that guy
was. And I'm glad I was not in the room when that happened. I had to go to the bathroom. I had my mind made up of who I was voting for chair. And I was walking back, and somebody asked me what I thought about what had just happened. And I thought they were talking about a vote that we had just had. And I was like, well, quite frankly, I'm a little ticked off and blah, blah, blah. No, no. This guy just stripped down, and I was like, hold on. So when you say he stripped, do you mean all the way, or he had on, like, underwear? And they're like, he had on a little Speedo.
All right,
like,
so,
alrighty then. So
as opposed to a big Speedo.
So like a lot of this social media bull crap, I just kind of skimmed through most of this, and that was one of them that I didn't even touch. So I just, but I saw the video shared on multiple channels. What was the whole, what's the background behind that? He just decided that I'm lost, I'm going to just...
I wasn't that I in was there, here. So I don't know what he said.
But you were in the building.
Daryl's the least knowledgeable person on this subject you could possibly ask.
Chris,
but he was in that town, so Daryl, tell us what happened.
I was in the building, but I was not in the room. I have not watched the video, so all I have is like second and third and 27th hand knowledge.
Which is more than I have.
You said you saw the video.
No, I saw the thumbnail.
Yeah, you saw the post, a billion posts go by. I watched it for about 30 seconds and realized this guy was stripping really slowly, and I was not in a hurry to watch this anyway. So.
Did he have his phone, his Android up, playing some stripper music on the
can't
podium?
Remember, yeah.
No?
I don't know.
That would have.
I don't know. If anybody that was in the room of the Libertarian Party National Convention that can appease Chris and Conan as to what happened and why, feel free to call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
How many people were in the debate? Because it sounds like you were yelling at it like it was a debate. I mean, how many people were there?
Well, there was the debate that happened Saturday night that I was one of five people that participated in.
Mm-hmm. Were you yelling
there
at that
were
one
nearly
as well?
1,000 delegates.
Right.
And there were a couple times when I did raise my voice during the actual presidential debate Saturday evening.
Because you know what? I would have liked to have seen a snapshot of that room or at least or some video or something. Because that's something.
It's all on C-SPAN. You can watch the entire convention.
And yet, what do they show? They show the guy stripping down, running around in
his skivvies. No, C-SPAN aired the entire debate.
Oh, I know.
And the entire convention.
I want to see pictures of the convention to prove that, hey, 1,000 delegates showed up and they are actually serious.
There's
these are serious people.
Other things happen other than a guy stripped.
There's a bunch of photos online of the convention.
Okay,
yeah,
I've
seen
there's a bunch of news reports.
We're walking all over each other. I think Conan's point is that if you look at your news feed, a lot of people just got the idea that the Libertarians had a convention, some guy stripped, they elected Gary Johnson, and everybody went home. And that's what happened.
Correct.
Right.
And I wanted to see actual, just kind of like the Bernie supporters, where you never, or conventions, where you are the debates, or whatever you call those silly things that you
get-togethers.
Get-togethers where he wants to give you free college.
Exactly.
They never show those pictures either. You know, whether you hate them or support them or whatever,
you're just not looking hard enough.
If you are friends with Bernie supporters, you get to see them. Otherwise, you do not see them.
Well, it's just not. It's whether things are headline worthy and whether it rises to the top.
People at a meeting is headline worthy.
I would say just the fact that it's the third largest political party in the United States is worthy of some press coverage. Mm-hmm. And it did get some press coverage. It was good of C-SPAN to go there and air.
MSNBC
everything.
Was there. They MSNBC, were a whole bunch broadcasting of, live all the time. ABC was there. TBS was there. Dow Jones was there.
Yeah.
Slate was there. And Slate wrote an absolutely horrible hit piece, but they were there.
Reason
was sure. there. Reason did a really good article.
Yeah.
What popular TV show was playing while this convention was taking place? Was Game of Thrones on that night?
Game of Thrones happened Sunday night, and the convention was in recess.
Right. Because whatever, even if it was a stupid game, that's what people were watching.
Yeah, they'll watch anything.
But. And who gets cable anymore anyways?
A bunch of people? Well, one of the guys that I went to high school with actually sent me a picture and a message on Facebook. It was in my, like, filtered message thing.
Is that a picture of a picture, a picture of the TV screen?
Yeah, he, like, took a picture of the TV screen that I was on.
I like that one. I'm surprised you haven't
and
made that one your
profile
yet.
Sent me a message, and he was like, wow, I didn't know you were running, but it was so great to see you on C-SPAN.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's it's great. Like, you know, people that I went to high school with that I've not seen in 20 years are randomly watching C-SPAN. And who do they see but Daryl?
So here's what I take away from the whole thing. This is a personal thing. This is just you and I. I consider you a good friend. Everybody growing up had that one friend who said, when I grow up,
yeah,
I'm going to run for president. And Daryl, you actually did it. And
yes.
And it doesn't matter whether it's a third party. It took time, it took effort, it took money, it took perseverance. And
yes.
Not only that, you held your own.
Yes.
You did more than hold your own. You devastated those guys on a number of topics.
And
the crowd reaction definitely showed that.
Yep, I agree.
And if you go back and watch, and I don't want to spend the entire show talking about this because we do have other things to talk about.
This is good stuff.
Like how
this.
The FAA shot down Uber for airplanes.
Sure.
But, yeah, if you go back and you watch the debates, starting back, and Conan, I know you're going to say, I'm not watching that, the video and audio was horrible, but try to find a decent copy of that debate that happened in Biloxi back in February.
That's your favorite?
That's not my favorite, but let me finish the statement. If you go back and you watch from that one and then find all of the subsequent debates through the one that aired on C-SPAN this past Saturday, you will notice that the other men on stage
were changing their stance.
Were changing their stances to sound more like Daryl.
Yeah. I get that.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
they're going home and they're talking to their producers.
Their handlers.
Their handlers. Hey, that guy.
Who was that guy?
Who was that guy? He sounded like he knew what he was talking about. Oh, he's an anarchist.
And I think you got more applause consistently throughout the whole thing by McAfee than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
every time Daryl would answer a question, he'd be like.
And if you did go through and read any of the notes on any of the videos, it was either, yeah, Daryl, principled, knew what he was talking about, he got my vote, or that damn dirty anarchist, there's no way we vote for him, we're just losing a vote because he's so fringe.
Yeah.
And
or there would be, you know, things about, oh, Daryl's not an attractive man, so therefore something, something, nominate Austin Peterson.
That's yeah, well, typically, and that's a true thing, typically the presidential-looking candidate, that was the whole Romney thing 4 years ago, he looks presidential.
He'll get the ladies' vote.
Yeah, and people actually vote according to the looks, and
right.
That's just...
And I was talking to somebody, and this was at the convention, and I said, if FDR were running for president today, he would never even get the nomination, let alone get elected four times.
I don't know, he wasn't a bad-looking guy.
One word. Polio.
Yeah, but that's not something that you can see.
They hit no.
What about JFK?
He was confined to a wheelchair.
Ailments.
FDR was, for the most part, confined to a wheelchair. If he gave a standing speech, they would put the leg braces on, stand him up, and then bring the crowd in.
I disagree.
So that the crowd never saw him struggle to stand and walk.
I disagree. He would totally get the sympathy vote just for doing that.
No.
He would actually get more votes for going up there and...
In modern times.
In this time, right now.
He would be the first fill in the blank.
So we got a black president. We might get a female president. But to get one that's, who's all crippled? Ooh.
What are your thoughts? FDR getting the presidential nomination today? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're recapping the Libertarian Convention that I was at last weekend. Actually, part of last week, and then weekend, and early part of this week.
Yelling.
Partly, yes. There were times when I did raise my voice very loudly because it needed to be done. The we tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan. And you didn't take your megaphone?
No, I didn't take my megaphone. I didn't have room.
You've got one. Where is it? It's hanging up on the wall somewhere in this room.
I didn't have room in my carry-on.
They don't make, like, little mini megaphones that you could, you know, just clear a room? Maybe not a whole stadium,
still,
but just a room.
I'm surprised that is still allowed to go in your carry-on. They don't make you check that or mail it ahead. It could be construed as a dangerous weapon, a megaphone.
Well, maybe, yeah. So you get on the plane and you need to get everyone's attention, all 100 passengers.
No, the one time...
So you've got one of the tourists...
I need a blanket, please.
One of the tourists is the megaphone guy. And then you got the other guy. He's got like an eraser with a paperclip stuck in it, a shiv type.
Mm.
And he's running around. So you got that guy. Then you got the pilot with a cord. It was 16 hours of pilot's training.
So the one time that I did fly somewhere with my megaphone, they just asked me to take the batteries out of it so that it wouldn't wind up making noise while it was in the overhead bin.
Huh.
Now that would be painful. And maybe it's even under. In the under bins, and it gets rattled to the on position.
No,
yeah,
and so I next carry to a dog it a on,
and no one could get, and no one could get to it. So the whole trip, it's nothing but.
Conan, what part of I carried it on did you not hear?
I know we were just.
They don't put your carry-ons that you carry onto the plane. That you put in the overhead cabin or
yeah,
overhead
and
bin.
I said, what if it went into the understorage or whatever they call it?
They would still tell you to pull the batteries out.
I haven't been asked to make sure the luggage that was going under in the undercarriage was off. They didn't ask me that. That wasn't in the list of things.
I think it's called the baggage compartment.
So yeah. In theory, Conan, yes, your sex toys could start going off.
And don't they usually, isn't this usually the story that these bagmen are telling? Oh, it was rattling. We had to clear the area. And then they turned out to be a sex toy.
No, generally it's not the baggage handlers that clear the area. It would be some federal authority that would come over and clear the area.
They go and get the federal guys, they clear the area.
We may have a story about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into that, about how the FAA shut down Uber airplanes.
What a term, shot down.
Yeah, so... And this is the headline. This comes to us from fee.org, the Foundation for Economic Education. And this one hits a little close to home for me because we've actually taken advantage of what is described in this article. And we get into it. Imagine traveling from Boston to Martha's Vineyard in under an hour and for less than $70. Believe it or not, this option was available from FlightNow's website or app by looking for a general aviation pilot who was making that trip and then splitting the cost with that pilot and whoever else he was sharing the flight.
There's your problem. Is they were splitting the cost.
No, that is the part that's legal. So what the FAA has always said that, okay, Daryl, you're a pilot. And I'm your buddy.
I don't think the FAA has ever said Daryl's a pilot, but I'll play along.
We're going to play along and say Daryl's got an airplane and he's got it. He keeps it down in Keene, and Daryl is going to go to Boston for whatever, some baked beans.
Boston.
And he says, and I'm like, wow, Daryl, that's kind of cool. I think I'd like to go to Boston and have some baked beans too. So Daryl, while being a general aviation pilot, cannot accept money. I can't pay you to fly me somewhere because that makes you a commercial pilot.
Yes.
God forbid. But what he is allowed to do is...
I also could not have you buy me lunch because that would also be compensation.
What Daryl is allowed to do is split the reasonable costs of the flight, and that can include the aviation fuel that goes into his plane, and it can include a little bit for maintenance. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to burn some oil. Let's say his airplane's a bit of an oil burner. So he could do stuff like that, and you can sort of split that fare, or split the cost of a flight.
Yeah.
And if you get more than one person to do this, suddenly these numbers become really attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And by the way, I would think a better analogy would be a flight shuttle from Keene to Manchester Airport. Instead of having to bus over there or rent a car.
Sure.
There are plenty of people who need to get to the airport. And what are they doing? They're having to hire a taxi or rent a car. And it's like, well, what if you could pack 20, 30 people in a little plane?
Right.
I mean, wow, that's affordable. I mean, you could get those prices down real quick.
We'll get into this article a little bit more, and then it talks about what would happen. Entrepreneurs were bringing.
I'm still confused about who has just a little personal plane that would fit 20 or 30 people. That's a small commercial plane. That's not a private airplane.
Well, he would start with the 5-man plane and he'd work his way up to the 20-man plane.
Absolutely. And you can look at aircraft like, I think it's a Beechcraft King Air. Maybe there's some aviation buffs out there that I've jumped out of one of those, and I know that they'll hold at least 15 or 20 skydivers if you're all packed in really tight.
Yeah, you pack them in there like sardines. I mean, it's only what is it? 60 miles?
Right.
You probably do that in, what, 15 minutes? 10, 15 minutes?
Well, here's the thing. Before we continue any further, people that own a personal airplane for personal use, for the most part, unless they're, you know, some multi-millionaire, billionaire type person, they're going to have a Cessna that might be able to fit two or three other people.
Okay, but I mean, I know plenty of people with their own personal vehicles
who are
more than happy to make a few bucks on the side driving people around. I'm saying somewhere.
Right, but they don't have a vehicle for personal use that
holds
fits 20 people.
Okay, maybe I went a little overboard in the 20, but
you went a lot overboard.
But still, 10 people, five people.
But the point is that there are a whole lot of pilots out there that do have, you know, they have, you know, the, like you said, the Cessna 182s or
these small 2-3-4-seater airplanes.
Two people in the front, and even the one that my girlfriend took from Keene to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was a 6-seater,
mm-hmm.
and that was a privately owned aircraft.
Right,
so,
that's about the upper limit. Again, for somebody that's not, you know, like a really ultra-millionaire or multi-billionaire, that's about the upper limit of the size of a personal plane.
And price-wise, you know, because I was kind of curious about this plane, I think those things are still on the market. When you get up to a 6-seater, twin-engine, you know, sort of a turboprop private plane, you're in the $500,000 range.
Right.
It's not cheap. But anyway, back to the article. Entrepreneurs were bringing private air travel to the masses until FlightNow's leadership met with members of the Federal Aviation Administration to ensure that they were compliant with all laws and regulations.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. The first rule of dealing with bureaucrats, don't. 855-450-FREE. You can call in. Have you ever flown on one of these private planes? Use this FlightNow. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, yeah, we also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we'll get back into the airplane talk as well as your calls. But, you know, right now we are in this weird election cycle thing, and Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. This gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us, we have Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he has laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism. And in said debate, Bernie Sanders can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Joe calling in from California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, well, let me mention one thing real quick. I'm surprised Bernie Sanders has not come after that $50,000.
Well, he does not get the $50,000. It's a charity of his choice that gets the $50,000.
You know, you would think one of his charities would be glad to get it. What I called about was I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. And
so am I.
He may have been there at one time. And they've got a jet place across from the regular terminal that in the summertime they fly to Gulf Shores about three or four times a day. And people take that because they don't have to wait in lines through the airport. And it gets you there and gets you right back. And most people that go to Gulf Shores have their own car once they get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked out, I think, last three or four years. I think this year they may be going to Pensacola. But is that the type of thing you're talking about where it bypasses the regular airlines?
Yeah, so the flight now, it does bypass the airlines, but it's not a charter service. And I think what you're describing is a charter airplane sort of thing, to where someone rents the entire, 50, 70, right, 100-seat airplane, and then they invite all of their friends. This is, I personally want to go from Keene to Portsmouth, and I don't feel like driving 2 hours. So I'll look.
Right.
Oh, there's somebody leaving the Keene airport, and they're flying to Portsmouth. It'll get there in 45 minutes, and I will give them some gas money.
Gotcha. So the way they advertise on the radio there, so you reckon they're leasing the plane and then selling tickets is what you're thinking?
Yeah, and that part is legal, and it is regulated. It
right.
is certainly regulated, but not as regulated as what the FAA refers to as a common carrier, somebody
right.
like a Delta or somebody else, because the charter company is not actually doing all the maintenance and everything like that for the plane. They're
right.
renting it.
And I used to work for an airline, so I know a little bit about the way the charter thing works. And part of the charter airplane flight stuff, if the flight is departing out of the terminal where commercial flights are departing, the people have to go through security. If the charter flight is departing from a separate terminal, such as the general aviation hangars, then they do not have to go through security.
Well, now that's cool.
Right, and there's, things where they're trying to do away with that, to be like, no, everybody has to go through security,
right.
and you've got to go through, and it doesn't matter if it's a completely separate hangar, you've got to go through security in the passenger terminal, and then get on a bus, and then drive over to general aviation.
Of course.
Yeah, so I don't know how the rules have changed in the last 6 years since I left the airline, but I know that's what it was 6 years ago when I worked for an airline.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
The one thing to push on the radio advertisement was that there's no waiting. You just go right through.
Well, they must have their own little terminal they're dealing with. That's
they
good.
Do. It's across, I forget what it's called, across from the major terminal. Do you remember, Daryl?
Well, I believe that's the general aviation hangars.
Right. And you just park over there. They got a nice, shady place for folks to park, and you get straight on the airplane and pay your money.
See, isn't it great when, and this, like you said, charters are slightly less regulated than common carriers, but you do that, and all of a sudden, here's this very attractive service that it sounds like people are very excited about using, and it comes with lots of benefits. The less government, the more benefits. Unbelievable. Who would have thought?
And by the way, to take it back to the opening comments on Sanders, I'm not sure where he stands these days. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not positive. But in 1981, he came out, openly said, he's against charities.
Wow, I did not know that.
He's a socialist, and he believes that the best way to take care, the best safety net, the best way to take care of people
government.
Is through government. And,
wow.
And I think that's something his handlers probably told him to stop saying, because he was actually at a charity when he said this.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, he doesn't. So this is probably why he hasn't. He gets funded by the unions.
Right.
Yeah, he gets funded by people that want other people's money. Joe, thanks for the call. And, one thing that's really nice about airplanes is I have never heard of an airplane hitting a pedestrian while it's going where it's going.
That's probably a safe bet.
But they have hit deer on the way back down.
And mountains.
And mountains and fish. There have actually been birds that will drop fish onto an airplane, like frightened birds.
And frozen turkeys, if you're a Mythbuster.
Yeah, frozen turkeys. But again, not pedestrians. But that's a problem that you have if you live in Albuquerque. Apparently, Sarah is on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah. Tell us all about the pedestrians.
I think you did a prelude introduction, by the way, but I wanted to talk about that traffic gadget called the Hawk. The Hawks in the state of Arizona, it has automatic sensors, and it also detects how many people are waiting. And so the more people are waiting
where?
Probably at the traffic light.
One to cross. So
okay.
In the sidewalk, it has an automatic sensor. It detects whether it's one person or five people. And so the more people that are waiting, the faster that it will start flashing and stop the traffic. So it'll start blinking yellow. And so we have these high technical gadgets. I just wanted to mention about the airplane. Because the people, that 9/11, people were so scared of flying because they thought that their airplane was going to be hijacked. And actually, we had more auto fatalities, like 800 more people died than usual.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, so people actually got killed more by driving than actually flying, like you said, you know?
So, yeah, and people die walking and
slipping,
fishing
and slipping and falling in the shower.
Like 85 people a year fall off of the toilet and crack their head and die.
Or taking selfies next to a ledge and they fall off.
I took a break from flying after 9/11. I didn't fly again till 9/17.
Wasn't there a lot, this is before my time, but wasn't there an awful lot of plane takeovers during the 70s and early 80s?
Well, yeah, 90s and 2000s. Since they deregulated, there has been a ton of mergers and acquisitions. A ton of M&A and aviation.
Hold your thoughts, Sarah. We'll bring you back. You can finish talking about whatever it is that's on your mind. And your calls, welcome as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thought.
Yes, I just want to mention, we do, New Mexico, that we have two countdown green lights up in Farmington, and they have like five intersections the whole city. And then here in Albuquerque, we got like 150 big intersections, and people are T-boning each other, getting thrown out of the car windows and dying. And you know what's funny? We don't have any, not even one countdown green light.
And it's just, what's a countdown green light?
Well, the ones that it counts down over here, it counts down the last 7 seconds of the green light until the yellow. So we have them in the small town of Farmington.
What's a typical green light? How does a typical green light operate? I thought it was
pretty. It goes from green, and then it goes, the green turns off, and then the yellow light comes on. And then the yellow light goes off and the red light comes on.
Does this actually give you a numerical countdown on the light itself?
That's correct. It's digital. The one that we have, it just only counts down the last 7 seconds of the green light.
So I guess my question is are you advocating for more expensive stoplights?
Or traffic hawks? Because I thought each one of those lights had kind of a hawk on it or some kind of device that was able to monitor build up.
Well, the thing is that I think it's better than like people running red lights at 60 miles an hour and you getting thrown out of the windshield and dying. I mean, do you think that's
I think anything is almost better than that. So
that's why the light goes to yellow before it goes to red. That way people aren't just like blasting through. Oh, whoops, it went from green to red. Sarah, thank you for the call. Let's go to Neil calling in also from, well, Neil's from Arizona. Sarah was from New Mexico talking about things in Arizona. We've got Neil. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm calling from Golden Shores, Arizona, listening to you on K-Talks. that little tiny 1,000 watt radio station out here in the middle of nowhere.
We're glad to have you. We actually have a fair amount of listeners there on KTOX 1340 AM. Go ahead with your thoughts, Neil.
Anyhow, you guys were talking about planes, and I loved it. Are you actually a pilot? And I can't remember your guest name.
Oh, no.
Nobody here's a pilot.
But there was an analogy that Chris was giving where he said, let's imagine, Daryl, that you're a pilot.
One day when my vehicle can fly, because that guy on Back to the Future said that it would be possible.
Then you'll be a pilot.
I'll be a pilot. But until then, I cannot afford a $200,000, half-million-dollar, million-dollar plane. But until that day, yes.
I call myself an aviation enthusiast. I mean, I think planes are really cool, and I love flying in small private planes and helicopters. I've jumped out of a couple from time to time.
I've jumped out of airplanes.
Perfectly safe helicopters?
Hundreds of times. All of them have been sitting on the ground, but I've jumped out of them nonetheless.
And as far as now, I have video games.
Yeah, so are you a pilot?
Back in the 80s, I had a friend of mine that was a pilot. He used to haul banknotes out of Hawthorne Airport. And back then I was unemployed. And he would call me up and he'd say, hey, because he had a day job. He goes, I'm tired. You want to come with me tonight so I can sleep while you fly? And he taught me how to fly. You know,
that's cool.
It was really cool. And he taught me about twin engines, you know, private planes. He said the best thing about a twin engine plane is if you lose one engine, that second engine will take you straight to the crash site.
Nice.
Did you get to land or take off, or was it just coasting in the air?
Oh, yeah. He let me land and take off, and he also taught me how to fly a helicopter. I've always dreamed about being one of those people that was sitting in an airplane when the stewardess comes back here and says, does anybody know how to fly a plane? Because I know I can do it.
Exactly.
So now tell us, what's your opinion on how many brain cells you need in order to actually fly a pilot? Is it a hard thing to do, or is it relatively easy, or is it a walk in the park?
It's very easy. Pull back to go up, push forward to go down, you know, keep the wings level. You know, if you don't know how to read the instruments and the artificial horizon, you just keep the nose pointed at the horizon, and you're flying level. I mean, it's very easy. It's a little bit tricky. In fact, we were flying a old Beechcraft D-8 tail dragger with the big round engines on it. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit different because you got to fly all planes in, but you got to actually fly this one in because you got to make sure that your main gear hit before that you drop the tail down. And when you're taking off, you got to get your speed up and lift the tail up and then push it back down to get up in the air. So it's a little bit different. The tricky part is learning how to fly a helicopter, but all that takes is a little bit of coordination. But it's not that hard either.
That always looked complicated to me. So I guess back to the story, do you think it's the FAA's role to decide if your buddy had a private plane too and he wanted to fly from point A to point B and somebody else said, hey, I'm going that direction, how about we split the gas money? Do you see any issues with that?
No, I don't. You know, I don't see any issue with that. I mean, you're not doing it for hire. You're not advertising it for hire. You got somebody wants to go with you and catch a ride and pitch in a little gas money. I don't see any problem with that whatsoever.
And neither does the FAA. But the second that you put it on a website where you build an app that says people can come here and make connections like Uber.
And then you're, quote-unquote, advertising.
Yep.
Well, and then you're a common carrier. They want you to go completely from private plane owner to all the regulations of Delta or American or United.
And not to mention, they can now they're actually able to see how much business you're doing. Airbnb, Uber, Lyft, this get-together plane ride site. Now someone's waking up and they're at their office desk on Monday. Oh, wait a minute. Look at all that revenue just slipping through our fingers. We didn't realize how much.
Where's my tax dollar?
Yeah, now we've got to regulate.
Neil, thanks.
They were just talking about that out here on the radio here last week. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that show called JustPlainRadio.com.
Mm-mm.
Never heard of it.
But I jotted it down.
K-Tox plays it out here on the weekends. It's called it's 1 hour of all about aviation talk. It's a really good show. If you guys get a chance to listen to it somehow, check that out.
Will do, Neil. Thanks for the call. And, Chris, let's jump back into this article a little bit about how the FAA has shot down Uber for airplanes.
Yeah, and where we left off, we were talking about entrepreneurs were bringing private air travel to the masses until FlightNow's leadership met with members of the FAA to ensure that they were complying with all laws and regulations. Instead of embracing this service, the FAA used tortuous logic to ban FlightNow and other online flight sharing websites because it considered them to be common carriers, such as
competition.
Well, it's a level of regulation, such as Delta Airlines. Private pilots cannot possibly comply with the myriad regulations that apply to the large airlines. In what follows, FlightNow's founders, Alan Guichard and Matt Voska, explain why the federal government should make the FAA allow flight sharing to get off the ground. So what this is in a nutshell, we talked about how you, if you're a pilot and you're going somewhere and somebody else wants to ride along, they're your friend or whatever, you can split the cost. And if it happens to be three people that are riding along, okay, now we can split the cost four ways.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting more affordable than the airlines and things like that.
All right, so the next part of this article, it's basically they transcribed their interview.
Sure.
So instead of reading the entire thing, there's a partial quote here from Alan Guichard, who says, "The FAA's concern is that online interaction will lead to sharing beyond what they refer to as friends and acquaintances."
Which I think is what the regulation says.
"For example, the FAA explained that advertising a shared flight on Facebook would be permissible if a person only had a few friends, but that the same flight would transform the pilot into Delta or American Airlines if he or she had thousands of friends." The new requirements from the FAA has the effect of restraining speech because there's no way for a pilot to know what communication is lawful versus what is not.
This is just horrible.
Yeah. Matt Voska then adds, after a question from Fee, he says, "Understandably, they don't want an Uber of the skies to exist, but it's not what FlightNow is about. We're akin to carpooling for aviation. I think it's more of a knee-jerk reaction to new technology rather than a deep-seated hatred. There's more to this. It will be on the Facebook page, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
It's all about fear of competition.
Yes, 855-450-FREE. We don't fear your telephone calls. Oh, yeah, and you can call on Skype, too, lrn.fm.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.